Yes. Can you hear me? There we go. Yes.
Thank you. So the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on March 31st and April 5th of 2022.
Okay, great. Thank you. As is often the case, we have multiple agenda items related to the same property. That's the case tonight with numbers 6 and 7. So we could address both of these together if there's a motion that we do that from the committee.
So moved.
All right, the motion's been made by Supervisor Maurer. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Beth. So we will, all in favor of considering number 6 and 7 together, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, great. All right, then, Andy, if you'll read these into the record and just set us up with any information you need, please. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. So item number 6 is Russell Weiss Trust, 273 Settlement Drive, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, owner. Planning Development and Extension Education Committee, 75th Street, Suite 185, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor requesting a rezoning from the C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-0710-300, located in the town of Brighton. And then we have, as item number 7, which is the same information, and this is regarding the request for a certified survey map on same set parcel. With that, I will bring up the map and search for it here. And here is the certified survey map. This will show pretty well also what can get to the rezoning. But on here, you can see this property is being requested to be subdivided. We'll let the petitioner explain as well. But in regards, you can see it's being subdivided into two parcels. And then the areas that have the wetland symbols are in regards to the wetland areas that are determined on our wetland inventory map. And with that, I can show you the rezone. Petition. Bear with me, everyone, because when I plugged in, all my little icons got moved around. And we'll look for that.
All right, as Andy pulls that up, if there's a representative from the Weiss family that plans to speak tonight, just feel free to join us up front here if you would, please. Thank you.
Here's the map here, and again, it just shows on the zoning type map the areas being rezoned from C2 C1. That's being sponsored, and that's an action that does not need to go to the town because it's just reflecting best situation. But the CSM is something that did go before the town.
Okay, great. If you just state your name and address for the record, and then just share with us as a committee, you know, anything that you'd like us to know about.
Yes, Jeff Van Key, 1412. CSM is just a simple one. It's currently a 20-acre parcel, also in C2. C2, as Andy explained, updating the wetlands to C1. C2 requirements are 300 feet of road frontage and 5 acres, so it will meet all those requirements. We'll be suing for 2 10-acre parcels out of the current 20.
Okay, thank you. All right, committee, any questions from Youth and Governance or supervisors? Any discussion at all? All right. Seeing none. Andy, do you have anything additionally for us as a committee to be aware of?
Nothing additional except from the town.
Okay, so the town of Brighton did, as you mentioned, did approve the CSM portion. Okay, great. Thank you.
And that was at their town board meeting on March 14th, and it was 2-0.
Okay. All right. All right, then just I'll ask, is there anybody here tonight from the public that's here to speak in favor of number 6 and 7? Anybody here from the public that's here to speak in favor of number 6 and 7? are hearing none. Is there anybody here tonight to speak in opposition to number 6 and 7? Anybody here to speak in opposition? Okay, hearing none. Committee, if there's no further discussion from the committee, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number 6 and 7. We'll do this as a voice vote because of the CSMs.
Correct.
A roll call vote because of the CSM.
No roll call needed.
Oh, no roll call.
But
yeah, excuse me.
We will need to have it subject to the conditions that you have.
Okay.
In regards to the different items that will need to be addressed with the certified survey map before it can be recorded. So any approval should be subject to the conditions.
Okay. And then, Mr. Batke, they're comfortable and plan to comply with these conditions?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so then, committee, I'll entertain a motion that we approve this subject to conditions.
So moved. Subject to conditions.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez, that we adopt number 6 and 7 subject to the conditions. We'll start with Youth and Governance. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed, nay. All right, Supervisors, all in favor of approving 6 and 7, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, this passes. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We wish you well with this project. Okay, that leads us to number 8, Bristol 50 LLC. And if there's a representative here tonight, okay, great. If you just please join us up front here. And Andy, if you would read this into the record, and then we'll have you introduce yourself.
Thank you. This is Bristol 50 LLC, 7330 West Montrose Avenue, Norridge, Illinois, 60706, owner. Steve Hoffman, 111 17th Street, Wilmette, Illinois, 60009, agent. Requesting a conditional use permit to construct the wildlife ponds in the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 954119121001, located in the town of Wheatland. And with that, I will bring up a map so you can see this. Here's the map here that indicates the property that the conditional use will be on. There is two areas in this C1, which is the wetland area, the lowland resource conservancy one, if you can see my cursor a little bit there. And then there's another area down here. And I'll let the petitioner state his name and address and explain what he's looking to do there.
Stephen Hoffman, 111 17th Street, Wilmette, Illinois. What else did you want?
And then just anything else that you'd like to share with us as a committee, you know, what your plans are?
Yeah, there's, you'll see two light areas in the C1. We had initially, because the parcel was split between multiple townships, we had to move the two over into one township, just due to the complexities of the meetings and the amount of time that would take. So initially it was going to go further over, but now it's, both of them are going to be close together where you see that strip through the A1. So one of them will go right there and then one will go just to the right of it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Committee, any questions at all for Mr. Hoffman? Any questions? Okay, hearing no questions from the committee, then I'll just ask, is there anybody here from the public to speak in favor of number 8 tonight? Anybody here to speak in favor? All right, hearing none, is there anybody to speak in opposition? Is there anybody here to speak in opposition to number 8 tonight? All right, hearing none. Committee, if there's no further questions or discussion, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number 8.
So moved.
Second.
Was that Supervisor Muto? Okay. Motion been made by Supervisor Muto, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. Andy, is there any additional info that we need to be aware of from the town of Wheatland or anything?
Yes, this did go before the town of Wheatland, and it did pass unanimously.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so then we have a motion before us. just do a simple voice vote again. Youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye. Any opposed, nay. Supervisors, all in favor of number 8, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, passes. Thank you. We wish you well with this project.
Right. So April will have that, and you've seen those and are okay with those?
Yeah, I already read it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you.
That leads us to number 9, 10, and 11. Numbers 9, 10, and 11, the Haskins property. And if the committee wishes, we can address all three of these together. If somebody would like to make a motion.
Do it.
Okay. Motion's been made by Supervisor Nudo. Is there a second? Supervisor Maurer. All in favor of addressing these three items, 9, 10, and 11 together, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, so we'll just look at all three of these together as a package here. Is there a representative? Okay, great. If you just please come on up, and then Andy, if you would introduce this, read this into the record for us, please.
Sure, thank you. So Haskins LLC, 400 Boulder Ridge Port, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Owner, Mark Larkin, 400 Boulder Ridge Port, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Agent, requesting a rezoning from the A1 Agricultural Preservation District to B5 Wholesale Trade and Warehousing District and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 954-219-314-0360, located in the town of Wheatland. And then we also have the second item, same property, which is requesting to a conditional use permit to allow a contractor business in the B5 Wholesale Trade and Warehousing District. And then associated with that is a certified survey map. So if you bear with me just a moment, I'll be able to bring these up, these maps for you. So the rezone is right here, and this, if you remember, some months ago, this item did come before the committee for a comprehensive plan change, and so that did receive approval, and this rezoning would be compliant with that. You can see on the screen the two different areas from A1 to B5 and R2, and with that, you'll be able to see the conditional use permit part of the map, which is this area that would be to B5, and we'll allow the petitioner to be able to explain it, and then I also want to show you the certified survey map. Right here, that shows how the property is looking to be subdivided. Now, this is turned a little bit, I guess, where north is to the left, and basically the barn here, which is the B5, is one parcel, and then there's a home, which is a second parcel, and then the remaining land, which would then actually be to the east, is all the R2 area. I'll let the petitioner explain everything additionally.
All right, great. If you'd just like to state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Ryan Cardinal, Cardinal Engineering, 1200 LaSalle Street, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Mr. Larkin, who's the owner of Haskins LLC, I'm his professional on this project. So essentially what he's doing here is trying to clean up the property. I'm sure you've driven by it many times. It's an older barn. There's a lot of debris on the site. So he's partitioning off the barn, and there's a contractor that wants to own both the barn and the existing residence, which is also had been in disrepair. So we've worked with staff. We've come up with a sanitary system that works for both parcels individually. Along with working with staff and the town of Wheatland, good planning just says, well, he's going to own both of them now. What if he doesn't own both of them in the future? So we've worked through egress restrictions since the barn parcel, which is going to be used for storage. It's the contractor storage. It's not his main office or anything like that. It's just his material storage. He's a remodeler. We worked with some access to that house. What if a resident moves in there and they don't like all of a sudden the barn being accessed, and cut them off that shared driveway? We've designated some access through easements to that parcel that they can have two separate driveways should the need ever arise. There's no plans to put those in now, but it's a good planning what if. And then he's got one person who's interested. The remaining parcel, the third parcel, is the farm field. He has a person who's interested in that for a single home site. If that person ever wanted to split it in two, they would have to come back with another CSM to be fully compliant with all the zoning ordinances and stormwater and the like. So I know this is a area that receives a lot of runoff, and so that would all be addressed with any residential plans in that area. So like I said, the whole intent here is a contractor storage, and then that same owner is going to own the house as well.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Committee? Yeah, Sam.
Just so you can see, and this was the site plan that was sent to everyone today, because it was just updated, that indicates the area for pavement and in the parking and all that was revised from what was originally submitted.
Okay. That was in coordination with staff in the town of Wheeland.
Great. Thank you for the clarification and update. All right, committee members, any questions for Mr. Carter?
How much land is associated with the barn and the house?
Could you pull the CSM?
Sure.
I believe that the house is the minimum acreage. It was an acre, and so we put the parcel on an acre for the house. And then the barn was
1.29
acres.
And that's enough land, according to Wheeland Skyland.
Yep, for the zoning, correct. We've been back and forth with them several times. And they approved it last night.
All right, committee members, any further questions? Anything else from the committee and governance? Okay, if there's nothing else from the committee, then I'll just ask, is there anybody here to speak in favor of numbers 9, 10, and 11 tonight? Anybody here to speak in favor of numbers?
Yes. It's both. It's not favor or
against. Oh, sure, yeah. If you could just state your name and address, please.
My name is Christopher Brown, 39608 60th Street. I came corner from the property. I wasn't able to attend Monday's meeting, so I didn't get to hear a lot of this. Just wanted to make sure the board is, and I heard them say it, and it made me very happy to hear, that the runoff issues that are there, we are a very wet area when it gets there, and me and a couple other residents, we've been concerned. He's probably heard it from the town board level too about runoff draining down into that area. Our house is actually the low point on the south side of Slade's Corners, and I know our neighbors across the street who are in the low point there are concerned about development from on top of the hill and, you know, worried about extra runoff coming into our basements. So I'm glad that they're able to do it. So I don't mind building it, I just want to make sure our basements try to stay dry.
Great, thank you. I appreciate you sharing your perspective on that. Thank you. Anybody else that would like to speak in favor of 9, 10, or 11 tonight? In favor? Anybody to speak in opposition? In opposition of 9, 10, or 11? All right, hearing nothing additional. Then, if the committee has no further questions, Andy, do you have anything additional for us from the town of Wheatland?
I do. And so the town of Wheatland did meet on this on April 11th. All these items, the items did go before a motion was made, and each one was approved. And then additionally, you have before you a set of the conditions, because this is a conditional use for the B5 business. These have been reviewed, I believe, by the petitioner.
Correct.
And would be ready to be signed. So any approval should be subject to the conditions. And there is a condition in here which can happen where, especially in this case, we know the concerns with stormwater, but the work that they're doing, it does not meet the threshold, but it's cumulative, and that's stated in the record, which this does get recorded, so everyone will know if it changes hands on if there's any other impervious surface that comes along that'll need to be addressed.
Can I add a comment?
Please.
Yeah, so Mr. Larkin originally brought to the town as a discussion item a whole business development for the entire parcel. Hearing the feedback on concerns for stormwater and at that time, he was very much willing to be a part of a stormwater solution for this area. Here they don't want business nor more impervious surface. When you do business, you get a lot of impervious surface. So he backed that off and said, fine, we'll leave it residential, which was what was in the comprehensive plan. And so he's very much, again, willing to have that in as a condition and be a part of stormwater solutions. And like you, like was mentioned, the current plan that you're voting on tonight, it doesn't add to that, but he wants to be, he's a long-term member of this community. He wants to be have a positive development for the area.
Okay, great, thank you.
Anything else, committee? Any other further discussion or questions from governance or supervisors? All right, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt numbers 9, 10, and 11.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Conditions.
Thank subject. You. Yes, subject to conditions. All right, so the motion has been made by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer, that we adopt number 9, 10, and 11, subject to conditions. Just voice votes. All right, we'll just do a simple voice vote. Youth and Governance, all in favor, please say aye. Any opposed, nay? All right, supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? All right, this passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Can I get your signature on the conditions? Yes.
Okay, and then, believe it or not, numbers 12 through 17 are all part of the same property and project, and so we could just address numbers 12 through 17 all together as well, if the committee would like to make that motion.
Do they need to be taken off the table first?
Thank you. Okay, so we will first entertain a motion to withdraw from the table number 12 through 17.
I'll make that motion.
All right, motion's been second. Made, seconded by Supervisor Bauer, made by Supervisor Nudo. So all in favor of removing 12 through 17 from the table so we can take those up for discussion tonight, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, those are off the table. And then if the committee wishes to make a motion, we could address these items all as one, number 12 through 17.
I'll make this.
All right. Second. It's been made by Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. All in favor of addressing 12 through 17 tonight together, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. All right. That leads us now to this point. And Andy, if you would read these into the record, let us know anything else we should be aware of.
Sure. Thank you. So the items are many because of there's three actions, but then it's doubled because of the fact that there's property north of the road and south of the road. So we'll cover everything, and it doesn't have a roll call because of the comprehensive plan. So with that, this is DeSelda Farms LLP, 2021 Mealy Road, Waterford, Wisconsin, 52185. Owner Eric Christensen, 7 North Pinckney Street, 300 Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Three agent requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map, which for Coach County is 2030 map 65, from farmland protection and SEC, which is secondary environmental corridor, to general agriculture and open land, and SEC on tax parcel number 304-220-131-0220, located in the town of Brighton. Now with that, we also have the requested rezoning, which is from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on that same tax parcel number. And with that, there then is an associated certified survey map on that same property. Then, moving on to the additional property, we have the request for an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65, from general agriculture and open land and SEC to general agriculture and open land, rural density residential and SEC, on tax parcel number 304-220-134-0101 in the town of Brighton. Now associated with that property is the request for a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A2 General Agricultural District, R1 Rural Residential District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. And with that rezoning is the associated certified survey map to do a land division. So with that, I will bring up some of these maps to help you with all this. And again, I'll need to try to find them all. So here is the comprehensive plan for the first part. So this is on the north side of the road. So you can see the area highlighted where the land is going to remain, where it's going from farmland protection to general ag. And then there's a back portion that's going to remain the same. And the change of the land use plan is being requested because of the rezone, which would be associated with that. And that's this item here. And so the back portion, which is forested, would remain C2, which is Upland Resource Conservancy, which would make sense because it's forested. And then the rest of the land is being requested to be rezoned to the A2, except for the pockets of C1. Again, best information that we have from our wetland inventory map shows them there. And so we have them being indicated. And then you can see the certified survey map. So here's north, the certified survey map for this property. That shows how the property is going to be subdivided. And I guess maybe I'll do this and I'll let the petitioner kind of explain what's happening there, and then I can search for the maps on the south side and then we'll go through that part. So if the petitioner wants to come up and look at that, and again here you can see how it's being subdivided into a 10-acre and then the remaining land 27 acres. And we have all the soil tests completed and everything's in order, so.
All right, great. If you could just introduce yourself, your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Peter Dosedla. I represent Dosedla Farms, my two brothers and my sister as well. So what we're looking to do here is just basically create opportunities for single family dwelling, okay? We are no longer going to be in the farming business in that area. So, and we may keep a couple of parcels for our heirs, but that's the intent. Split the land.
Okay, great.
North and south.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, so then I have the maps ready for the south. So here's the south side, and you can see that the area that needs, oops, sorry, this is the rezone. But you can see the areas that are being rezoned from A2 to R1. There are just some two portions. The rest of the property already is A2 and C2. And so this is the comprehensive plan change. And so that's just reflecting those areas that weren't already indicated to be rural density. And that'll make sense because of the fact that they're looking at creating a parcel that right here. Whoop. They're going to be creating a smaller parcel on the south side. Here's the land division with the buildings. And then again, I'll let the petitioner explain what's all happening out there. And here's the 5-acre parcel on the south side. And you can see the soil tests on the property to verify that they're suitable for building a residence.
There again, just the ability to be able to build another two parcels. That's the intent.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any questions for the petitioner at all? Any questions or discussion? Just have to ask, is there anybody here from the public to speak in favor of numbers 12 through 17 tonight? Yes. If you'd like to speak in favor, would you like to say something?
In favor.
Okay. Yeah, okay, great. Thank you.
I say aye.
Appreciate your support tonight. All right. Hearing none, is there anybody speak in opposition? Anybody speak in opposition? All right, hearing none. Committee, if there are no further questions, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt numbers 12 through 17.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Beth. Is there a...
Yeah.
Okay, no, thank you. Yep.
Right, and so all these... yeah, all these items went before the town. It's actually went through the town of Brighton. I pulled up the wrong one here. But this, all the items went before the town of Brighton, and a motion was made to approve, and they approved unanimously.
And Andy, are there any other conditions that we should be aware of as a committee?
We do have conditions for each certified survey map. Again, just things that need to be corrected and taken care of before they can be recorded. And so we would request that any approval would be subject to those conditions. And then also we do need to have the roll call just because we have two items that are comprehensive plan changes.
Okay. And your family is aware of these conditions and in agreement with them?
Is that true?
They probably went to your surveyor. Yeah, there's all the different things on the survey that need, this map here that need to be corrected and updated before it can be recorded.
Will it have to come back for you folks afterwards?
It comes back. The corrections are made and our staff reviews them, and if they're corrected, then we move on to getting it recorded.
It would not have to come back before our committee. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll get with Eric.
Correct.
Mendota Consulting.
Is that something that you folks contacted Eric and said?
Correct. They've been sent to him already.
All right,
all right, committee, any discussion or questions? Anything at all you think governance or supervisors? Okay, then we'll do a roll call. We'll just go down the line, starting with Kenzie.
Aye.
Brooke.
Aye.
Supervisor Beck.
Aye.
Maurer.
Aye.
Gashke. Aye. Rodriguez.
Aye.
And Nudo.
Aye.
All right, this passes unanimously. We wish you and your family well with this project.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I realize what the corrections were. There's one spelling error as well.
Mm. I'll move the March 9 minutes.
Thank you. The March 9th minutes have been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any corrections or discussion at all? If not, we'll vote in favor of approving the March 9 minutes. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed, nay? All right, and that's passed. All right, any citizens' comments tonight? Any citizens' comments? Anybody here to speak? Anybody here to speak? All right, hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. Number 20, any other business as allowed by law for our committee? Any other business tonight? Yes, Andy.
So we do have items for a meeting in May, I believe 5 items, and in June, we are going to request that the meeting be moved 1 week back. So that would be the following week of, what date would that be? That would be June 15th instead of June 8th. I am not going to be in town, and it just is fine to be able to work. It doesn't change anything with getting before the boards and so on and so forth, and we'll see what items we have with that. And then also, this is the last meeting of this committee.
Well.
And so with that, I want to just thank everyone for serving on this committee and helping our office carry all these things through over the last couple years, and appreciate it and wish you all well moving on from here.
Okay. All right, Supervisor Nudo.
I'm not going to bore you guys by repeating what I said last month. It was just a Monday, so whatever.
It was beautiful what you said last month.
Whatever I said last month goes for this one. Thanks for everyone.
All right, committee members, anything else? No, anything else? All right, then I'll just briefly say it has been my joy to serve as the chair of this committee the last 2 years. Andy, to work with you and April and your team, and we really appreciate you. Obviously, we don't know what the committee makeup will be moving forward, but we wish you and your department well, and we appreciate all the work that you do for our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you. You can come back and visit. We're always open.
Who knows? We might be on the same committee.
We might. All right. Then if there is no other business as allowed by law, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Second.
Right, motion to adjourn by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? All right, stay.